This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Surat in Gujarat today to launch multiple development projects worth over 18,800 crore rupees in road, power and industrial sectors. Mr. Modi will first visit Hazira and will review ongoing industrial and infrastructure projects before addressing a large public gathering in the afternoon. Later in the evening, the Prime Minister is scheduled to visit Daman to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various projects worth around 2,970 crore rupees in the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon athletes participating in World Yogasana Championships to become global ambassadors of the Ayush Ministry's Yoga 365 campaign when they return to their home countries. Speaking at the opening ceremony of the championship in Ahmedabad, Mr. Modi said, "Ministry of Ayush has launched Yoga 365 campaign to encourage year-round engagement with yoga and promote healthier lifestyles across communities."
भारत सरकार के आयुष मंत्रालय ने योगा 365 अभियान शुरू किया है। मैं इस वर्ल्ड योगासना चैंपियनशिप में भाग लेने वाले सभी खिलाड़ियों से भी आग्रह करूंगा, जब आप अपने अपने देशों में लौटे तो योग के इस संदेश को भी अपने साथ लेकर जाएं। आप सभी अपने अपने देशों में योगा 365 के एम्बेसडर्स बन सकते हैं। आपका अनुभव और योग के प्रति आपका विश्वास पूरे विश्व को इस संदेश से जोड़ सकता है।
The Prime Minister said the championship represented more than a sporting competition and offered an opportunity to spread the broader message of yoga worldwide. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, will announce its bi-monthly monetary policy today. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will announce the decisions taken by the Monetary Policy Committee at 10 this morning in Mumbai. The six-member MPC started its three-day deliberations on Wednesday. In April, the Reserve Bank had kept its key policy rate unchanged. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and UK's Foreign Secretary Vet Cooper held first annual meeting in New Delhi yesterday to review India-UK Vision 2035. Both ministers reviewed the progress made under all five pillars of India-UK Vision 2035, including growth, technology and innovation, defence and security, climate and clean energy and education. The ministers welcomed opportunities unblocked by the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, and looked forward to its early entry into force. They expressed satisfaction at the progress on various initiatives under India-UK Technology Security Initiative, including in the fields of artificial intelligence and critical minerals. Russian President Vladimir Putin has hailed Moscow's strategic partnership with New Delhi and asserted that Western attempts to force India into scaling back its cooperation with Russia are futile and damaging to global stability. In an interaction with heads of leading global news agencies, Putin lauded India's economic growth and its independent foreign policy and said Russia is determined to expand its economic engagement with the country. Nepal's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Shishir Khanal, will be on a three-day visit to India beginning today. He is visiting India at invitation of External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar. During the visit, Mr. Khanal will meet Dr. Jayashankar in New Delhi. In a statement, Foreign Ministry of Nepal said that the two sides will discuss matters of mutual interest with a view to enhancing cooperation across key areas including trade, investment, connectivity, energy and people-to-people ties. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange alert for thunder squall conditions today over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected during the day in places over coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Mahi. North interior Karnataka and Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Parts of northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Andaman Nicobar Islands, Tripura and Andhra Pradesh are also likely to experience rainfall today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.